colluding with the leader of a hostile power.
We saw cold, hard evidence of the Trump campaign, indeed the Trump family, eagerly intending to collude, possibly.
Collusion.
Collusion.
If there was not collusion, there was at least the effort to collude.
There was collusion. If they just do their work and do their job, they will find out it was collusion.
I could certainly say with confidence that there is significant evidence of collusion.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe M. Ditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, March 25th, 2019. Welcome to day 795.
I mean, we did spend enormous amounts of money and an enormous amount of time. We had very skilled people who had a bias against the president. The definitive thing they said is, as two prior investigations concluded, no collusion. You would think they'd have the decency to say, I was wrong, I made a mistake. Even if they want to move on now to this other stuff they're going to look at and just embarrass themselves, at least stop and say, I was wrong. They should
also. Attorney General William Barr concluded that Robert Mueller's investigation found no evidence that the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia during the 2016 election. Barr submitted a four-page summary of Mueller's key findings to Congress for review, noting that Mueller did not find conspiracy, quote, despite multiple offers from Russia-affiliated officials to assist the Trump campaign, end quote. While Mueller's team drew no conclusions about whether Trump obstructed justice, Barr and Rod Rosenstein independently concluded that the evidence was, quote, not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense, end quote. Democrats are calling for the full report to be made public and are questioning Barr's conclusions.
In a memo from this past summer, Bill Barr called the obstruction inquiry, quote, fatally misconceived with potentially disastrous implications for the presidency, saying Trump's firing of former FBI Director James Comey was within the power of the president.
Over on the main site, we've got almost the entire page dedicated to analysis and review, as well as summary of the report and the implications. Meanwhile, Trump declared that Mueller's report was a complete and total exoneration, despite Mueller saying that the investigation, quote, does not exonerate him, end quote.
It was just announced there was no collusion with Russia, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever.
Mueller's report states that, quote, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities, end quote, and it, quote, does not conclude that the president committed a crime, end quote. Trump also complained that he had to go through this in the first place.
It's a shame that our country had to go through this. To be honest, it's a shame that your president has had to go through this before I even got elected.
He added that Mueller's investigation was
an illegal takedown that failed.
And he implied that the appointment of the special counsel investigation in the first place may now be subject to scrutiny.
And hopefully somebody's going to be looking at the other side. So it's complete exoneration.
House Democrats, meanwhile, want to see the full Mueller report and are calling on William Barr to appear before the House Judiciary Committee to answer questions. Quote, it is unacceptable, said Chairman Jerry Nadler, that after Special Counsel Mueller spent 22 months meticulously uncovering his evidence, Attorney General Barr made a decision not to charge the president in under 48 hours, end quote. Nadler called on Barr to, quote, release the report and the underlying evidence in full, end quote, and to appear before the committee without delay. Nadler has contacted the Department of Justice to set a date for Barr to testify and fill in the blanks that he left in his summary of the Mueller report. Trump says he wouldn't be bothered at all for Mueller's report to be released in full, but says he'll leave it, quote, up to the attorney general, end quote. Trump added that he thought Mueller had acted honorably despite previously describing the special counsel as conflicted, disgraced, and a liar. Trump also blamed treasonous people who are guilty of evil things for the Russia investigation. He did not name his critics, but he said he's, quote, been looking at them for a long time, end quote, adding, you know who they are. Trump's attorney, however, does not want Trump's confidential written answers to Mueller to be released, citing executive privilege. Jay Sekulow said such a move would be very inappropriate and added that, quote, as a lawyer, you don't waive privileges and you don't waive investigative detail absent either a court order or an agreement between the parties, end quote. Jerry Nadler, on the other hand, warned Trump against attempting to assert executive privilege in order to block the release of portions of the Mueller report. Quote, as we learned from the Nixon tapes case, executive privilege cannot be used to hide wrongdoing, he said. CNN is reporting that Mueller actually told the Justice Department 3 weeks ago that he would not reach a conclusion on whether Trump obstructed justice. In Barr's summary to Congress, he concluded that the Justice Department could not make a prosecutable case against Trump for obstruction. Mueller's report, however, quote, did not draw a conclusion one way or another as to whether the examined conduct constituted obstruction, end quote. The conclusion was reportedly unexpected and not what Barr had anticipated. And finally, Russia says the Mueller report, quote, has proved what we in Russia knew long ago. There was no conspiracy between Trump or any member of his team and the Kremlin, end quote. Konstantin Kosachev, the chair of the Federation Council's Committee on Foreign Affairs, blamed U.S. media bias and anti-Russian sentiment for the investigation, adding that they expect the United States to increase pressure on Russia. Dmitry Peskov, Putin's spokesman, called Barr's summary, quote, recognition that there wasn't any collusion, end quote. And now to the notables. One, prosecutors suggest that Paul Manafort may be trying to get $1 million out of his $11 million forfeiture to the federal government. Two, the Supreme Court will not hear an appeal from an unidentified foreign government-owned company resisting a Mueller subpoena. Three, Michael Avenatti was arrested on charges of trying to extort up to $25 million from Nike by threatening to reveal negative publicity. Four, Trump signed a proclamation formally recognizing Israel's authority over the long-disputed Golan Heights. Five, the State and Treasury Departments sanctioned 14 individuals and 17 entities linked to Iran's Organization for Defense, Innovation, and Research. And six, Mitch McConnell will put the Green New Deal to a vote, forcing Democrats on the record to paint them as socialists who are out of touch with American values. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.
Hey, Rudy, we have stacks of newspapers.
I want to know who they are.
We have stacks of newspapers in front of us, and the headlines are pretty shocking, especially for some of the liberal newspapers. New York Post wrote, no collusion, no obstruction. New York Times wrote, Mueller finds no Trump-Russia conspiracy. Wall Street Journal, Mueller finds no Trump collusion. New York Daily News, Teflon Don, and Washington Post, Mueller finds no conspiracy.